Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klaus Salmak Gimel. We're learning Simon Vav. Haroya Malke Uma So'erlim. The person sees a king from other nations. There are halachas about saying a bracha on the Melech Yisrael, but at this point in time we don't have a Melech Yisrael. When the Mashiach comes, obviously we'll make a bracha on the Melech HaMashiach. But that's a separate conversation, what bracha you make on Melech HaMashiach. So by Melech Yisrael you say Shecholok Mikvoido the Reov. Vershom apportioned from shared his covered to those who fear him. By Umas Olam, we don't say it's only Reov. It's Basar B'dom. They're not necessarily the Reov of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, those who fear Hashem. And it's not sharing the covered together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Vershom gives a concept of covered specifically to human beings. The definition of a Melech, most Poskim assume that he has to have the ability of the power of the ability to choose life and death for an individual. He has the authority, the power of life and death in his hands. That's a Melech. So such a person has a tremendous amount of power that he's given over the citizens of his country. That's the cover that we're referring to when we say a Melech. Now he gets involved in a question: does a person who's a Summa make a bracha on this? So normally, Birchas Ariyah, the Summa can't say because he doesn't see it. So he can't make a bracha on the Keshes or those type of things because he doesn't actually see it. I think Morris says that by the Melech, the main point is feeling the presence of the king, the power of the presence of the king. So when you see it, you see the majesty of the king, you would make that bracha. But it's possible to feel that the awe which people are standing, the silence, the sounds, the pomp, the circumstance which surrounds the presence of the king, even a non-sighted person, a person who's assumed, a person who's blind, would be able to make that bracha. Mashmei Gemara daf Summa Mevorech. Because of Primagalim Sha'ar Bracha Saria Ein Summa Mevorech Rak Al Melech the Nikra Kvoida Af the Summa. The Mora seems to indicate that the Summa, Mora says a story, one of them was a Summa, and he was able to recognize the presence of the king just through the circumstances around the sound, the awe, etc. So that's he was aware of the presence of the king, so he could make a bracha on that. It was Sof Tavorov, Shevshar Davka, Summa Shura Meyamov, Summa Mebethanimoy, Afamagan Ramayda, Shainam Mavarak. A person was born blind. He never is able to see. Maybe he does not make this bracha. A person who's a summa would make the bracha. A summa who is born blind would make the bracha without Shema Malchus. Baruch. He would say the word Baruch. He would skip everything in the middle. But a summa which was able to be Raya Miyamav and he became blinded, he could make the bracha with the Shema Malchus. If a person has an opportunity to see a melech, so the Gemara says a person should see so because that gives you an insight into the idea of coming malchus. And then when Mashiach comes, we're going to have even a greater avodah of what Mashiach's covet is by the contrast of his covet and what he gets greater than the different Umas Olam and their Malchus. So in order to give the understand the contrast, there's a Mila of seeing the Malach Basar, the other the Malchi Umas, in order to be able to understand the contrast. And the more says a person should do that even at the expense of interrupting his learning. If he's seen the king once, he should not go and see the king a second time. The Mishabura points out, unless the king is coming with greater pageantry and greater covet. And sometimes you meet the king in one circumstance, and then there's a special parade or something of that sort. So there's a greater covet. It's worthwhile to go see that. I will also labor or levatel afil a mitzvah derabbanon b'shvil zeh. Person can is not allowed to the chayyadim says do an aveira even a aveira derabbanon for this purpose. They were matarit that to interrupt your learning, but they weren't matarit other mitzvahs or isurim even the rabbanons. Now the Mishnah Berurah, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it's a mashma of the Gemara that a person would be allowed to be over an Issa Tumah Drabanan in order to go see the king. One or two points over here about the Melech. So nowadays, most kings do not have the power of life and death. Constitutional monarchs do not have the power of life and death. So there's no bracha on them. Obviously, there would not be a bracha on an elected leader of a country. So he doesn't have that type of power. There are some places which argue that the president, because he has the power of pardon, he can give out life and death. He can. So that the response to that in the poskim is he can take away death. So in that sense, if he chooses not to take it away, he's allowing death to take place. He's not actually the one who's decreeing the decision of death. So one would not make a bracha on a president on such a thing. There is a famous story which says that the Rishon Chaim Sonnenfeld did not go out to greet the Kaiser Wilhelm, when he came to visit Eretz Yisrael, because he felt it was nikkur in him simonim of Amalek, and a person from Amalek, Malki, you would not make a bracha on the Malki Umas Erlam if the person is from Amalek. I don't know how necessarily a person would be able to be mafkin that, unless you're somebody of the stature of Yisrael Chaim Sonnenfeld, but. That's the one nation which seems to be accepted from this halacha. If there be such a king, this bracha would not apply to him. Just to end with the story. I don't know all the details, but when the present Queen of England was coronated back in the early 1950s, there was a movie of it. I think it was televised. I'm not sure whether they had regular television at that point in time, but Rebbe Meir Bloch went to a showing of the event to mekayim this halacha of seeing the covenant of Malchus, which was being given, to be able to be mavkin for the covenant of Mashiach when Mashiach comes. So the opportunity of seeing the coronation of the queen, he took part in that opportunity to be able to have the Mekayim this concept of being able to mafkim as the Shem Mashiach comes. Have a good day.